morning, and thanks for tuning in KSLM this fine day here on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM as we now present Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Good morning to you together on this July 14th. It's a beautiful day. How are you doing? Trusting you're having a wonderful day. It's a very special day. 50 years ago, a beautiful woman by the name of Marion gave birth to the most amazing man in my life and many others. His name is Terry Pollard, and it's his birthday today. Happy birthday to you. And for his birthday in December, we're going to take a little trip to Mexico. We're so excited. That's our gift to each other. And I wanted to wish him a very happy birthday.
Cumpleaños feliz. Cumpleaños feliz. Te deseamos todos. Cumpleaños feliz.
Happy birthday to you, my love. Hope you have a wonderful day. I know you have to go to work, but we celebrated early with going camping this weekend. And I'm telling you, it's fun to celebrate birthdays. You, the listener, each and every one of us, we are designed, I believe, by our Creator to experience life abundantly. And so it's so important that we celebrate our birthdays. And whatever you're doing today, maybe it is your birthday today. Happy birthday to you as well. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. I'm Stacy Ann, and we're here to encourage, educate, engage, and empower you with news that you can use. We want to thank Bill Sunderland with Country Financial Sunderland Agency, who sponsors the morning show. You can get a hold of Bill for all of your insurance needs or any financial advice, 503-885-0789. And we've got some community events coming up I want to tell you about. In fact, you can put this on your calendar for Saturday. There's still some openings for our Kickin' Cancer Saturday seminar at 9 a.m. in the morning. It's battling fear, coming against fear, and making sure we have the tools in our tool chest to stand strong in our culture today and to come against the thought and what we can do in our own personal lives to fight cancer. And that's going to be at the Honky Tonk Bar and Grill, 9 a.m. on Saturday morning. And, of course, the Across Country Relay going on right now with the Life Runners, liferunners.org. You can sign up for 5K, even remotely, even though it's going across the country. You can sign up here if you're going to go work out or go for a walk today. You can sign up for a leg and participate in that. And then our friends at the Hope Pregnancy Center here in Salem, they're having a virtual walk and run. You can get involved with that at hopeforsalem.org. Encouraging you to get involved, to stay engaged and empowered with news that you can use, and connecting right here in the community. It's so important that we connect and know what our neighbors are experiencing and what's going on in life around us. And you know, since COVID-19, so much has been happening. Many lives are impacted. In fact, we just got an update in my email from Stephanie Bob with United Way. They've been giving out food boxes to several families across the area. And of course, we've been doing our part. $20 for a food box can impact a family for several days. That's not very much money for the most part, but it can have so much effect on those around us. And so if it's something you want to get involved in, I encourage you to get a hold of the United Way and sponsor a food box. In the studio with me today is my new friend. Very excited to get to know her. I look at her as a patriot and an incredible champion for businesses in our community and across the nation. She has been bold, and she has been in the limelight a little bit, just a little bit, and not only in our community, but also, I think, around the nation. And I am so tickled to have her in the studio with me today. And we are going to introduce you to Lindsey Graham. Good morning to you, Lindsey.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So good to see your smile this early in the morning. Thank you for being brave, getting up and getting going. You got your coffee?
I have my coffee. I needed that today. Yes.
Have coffee, you can go, right?
That's right.
Yeah. So you have Glamour Salon downtown Salem.
Yes.
And I'm excited to hear your story. Tell me a little bit, how does one have a salon on the corner of Liberty, right? Is it Liberty and what's the...
And Ferry.
And Ferry.
Yes.
What a gorgeous location.
It is.
Tell me the story. How did you get there?
Well, that's a long story. I'll keep it as short as possible. I started doing hair in 2005, and I knew that the end game for me would be to have my own salon. But I did do hair at other salons for about 4 years before opening Glamour. And it was, so it was 2009 that I opened it. And the first location was out south. And, you know, everything happens for a reason, and God's got his hand in everything. And he presented that location to me and the perfect landlord and the perfect opportunity to remodel it. And so that was our first location. And I hired I leased out stations like I do now to stylists. And I had a full salon just based on my vision, which was just the biggest compliment you could possibly receive. And so we've just kind of grown, and we've had some setbacks and a few locations. And we finally, again, were presented with this beautiful location downtown. We weren't even looking when it came about. And the city of Salem owns it. And so we were able to negotiate time to renovate it and make it exactly what I wanted. And so from top to bottom, we got to pick out the floors and the paint and the lighting. And my husband and I just spent a lot of time investing into that location. It's kind of our forever location. So.
And for the beauty of radio, let's paint a verbal picture of when you walk in the door, and I've not been inside yet. And that's
okay.
Shame on me. I need to go and experience it. But it is, from looking in, it's an experience. You have, when you talk about the colors and everything else, you have designed this all with the customer in mind.
Yes.
That they have not just, you know, get your hair done or whatever it is that they need to get done, but it's an experience and very welcoming. And that's your whole goal, right?
Yes.
It's more than just paying the bills, in a sense. It really is about ministering or giving that customer the best experience.
Yes. I designed that salon with social interaction in mind. It's been my experience doing hair for 15 years that if I can set my two clients that are processing next to each other, the chances that they're going to strike up a conversation and become friends is very likely. And so the waiting area and the processing area and even the shampoo bowls are all kind of together, so that it's not just between the stylist and her client, it's between the whole salon. And there have been times that someone has got, you know, a client has got six people in the waiting area rolling with laughter over a joke. And so it's instant friendship. And one of the things that I have always believed in, and I will always believe in, is women empowerment. Being a true, honest friend to other women, uplifting other women, not, you know, doing the talk behind your back, catty thing, not gossiping, just really supporting and loving each other for who we really are. And so that's what I want for my salon, is the rooms may be a little separate. So for privacy and intimacy with your client. But when you come to the salon and you can make a new friend and just really have that experience with other women, I just love that.
It reminds me of the meme that I've seen about taking, going up to a gal and straightening her crown.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
And helping her, you know, look her best and be her best. And that's really your goal and your mission, isn't it? To help, yes, and it's an external thing, but there's an internal thing. And anytime, I think, you design something for community, it's a win-win.
Right.
Because we are built to be in community.
Yes.
We're built to be together.
Absolutely.
So you've gone through schooling. You've had to go through all of it's intense to go to school to be a beautician?
Yeah.
What do they call it?
Cosmetologist.
Yeah, hairstylist. licenses and all these protocols of safety and healthcare. We had a gentleman on about a month and a half ago from California, a friend that I graduated from high school here, who's got barbershops. He started a barbershop, and he said the intense training, and you have to know about the body, and you're already in that mindset of being safe from protocol and all that kind of stuff. Before COVID started, you were already doing these things, right?
Right. And the state of Oregon has to license you to do so. So they have already said you are capable of operating a safe and sanitized facility.
Yes. Yeah. And so you've already been practicing this for 15 years. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You've already been in that process. About how many, what's your capacity of seeing clients on a normal, before COVID, what was your business booked? Hard to get an appointment?
We're pretty booked and everyone's independent, so they kind of manage their own books. Mm-hmm. And some people only work, 3 days a week, 4 days a week. But there are 16 girls that work there now.
Mm-hmm.
And so they can see 5 to 7 clients per day.
Mm-hmm.
With the restrictions, that's cut almost essentially in half. So,
right. And the services that you provide, talk to me a little bit about that. If someone's not familiar, what do you offer there?
We offer hair extensions, haircuts, hair color, Botox, fillers, eyelash extensions, cosmetic tattooing, mm-hmm. teeth whitening, and facial waxing.
So anything a gal could need.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yes.
We are a one-stop beauty shop.
And do you have guys as well come in? Well,
yes, we do. Gentlemen? We have plenty of men's cuts, yep,
okay.
And kids' cuts, yeah.
All right, so it's for the whole family.
Absolutely.
Very
yep.
good to know. And do people still get permanents? Is that a thing anymore?
They do. It's pretty rare.
Yeah. And how about, I think of my grandma. And
the roller sets.
The roller sets.
Yeah.
Is that still
I don't think that's a thing. I haven't seen a roller set done in, I'm going to say, 5 years at
least. So Terry's grandma, she is the most precious woman. Her name's Betty. Mm-hmm. And she goes every Wednesday and gets her hair set. Every has for
so
like
cute.
40, 50 years
yeah.
or longer. Gets it set and it's good for a week. And so
yep.
Wednesdays are beauty days.
Oh my gosh.
Her hair looks amazing. But then, of course, during COVID, everybody has had this challenge with their hair, right? That
right.
was the biggest thing is we couldn't go get these services mm-hmm. that we needed. But she's faithful. She gets her hair set every, and I was curious if we've gotten away from that pretty much.
Well, Betty has found somewhere that she can do it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that anyone at our salon happens to do that.
Right.
But I do know that that's still a thing, that these sweet women go in and get their hair set every week.
And if someone is through COVID not had their hair colored in a while mm-hmm. and they're looking to make an appointment, how would they make an appointment with your salon?
We have a receptionist 5 days or 6 days a week from 10 to 4.
Mm-hmm.
So they can call us. And the number is 503-385-1938. But the easiest way would be to book online. We have online booking and you can just look at the schedule and pick a time that works for you. And our website is glamoursalem.com.
Oh, that's awesome. So this cosmetic tattooing, is that what you called it? It's like where you're putting in eyebrows.
Yes, and, permanently.
Oh my goodness, being a redhead, maybe we need to talk
you
a little bit.
You would love it. It accentuates your eyes. Mm-hmm. You wake up and they're there. A lot of women are drawing their eyebrows in now because it's the look. But just to wake up and have them already there, it just takes so much time off your routine, but then also you just feel like, oh, I'm always bright and ready to go.
Well, and I already know from having light eyelash extensions in the past, I love it because my eyes water.
Yeah.
And when you have those on, you don't have to worry about your eyes watering, your mascara smearing, and all of those kinds
of things. So maybe before Mexico,
taken care of. And then you also have businesses with tanning, right? Spray tanning and those kinds of things is some of the businesses you and your husband have together as well, right?
Yes, we have 4 tanning salons, and then he has a gym as well.
So if I wanted to get pre-sun, because I just freckle, I don't really tan, but it helps not get burnt.
Yep, that's
if
right.
I could do that. Yeah. So you have a full service. That's excellent. Talking to Lindsay Graham from Glamour Salon right here in Salem. We're going to talk a little bit more about COVID when we come back and how that's affected her businesses. Thank you for tuning in. Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. We'll be back after this.
Hello, good morning, how you doing?
It's a good morning. Wake up to a brand new day. This morning.
Good morning, Salem.
Good morning.
Thank you for tuning in. I'm Stacey Ann. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. 7:22 in the morning. A beautiful morning, in fact. Already 57 degrees right here at the KSLM studio. Going to be a warm one today. We could see temperature about 86 degrees today. Want to bring your sunscreen along if you're outside in the sun for very long. And boy, I'm looking forward to taking that walk today. It's going to be an awesome day. And in the studio with me is Lindsay Graham. She has Glamour Salon. downtown on Ferry and Liberty Street. It's a beautiful location. If you've been downtown, you probably took note. It's right there on the corner. If you're heading, it would be north. You would see it there to the left or to the west. And it's beautiful. Of course, I'm talking like I would if I'm in Arkansas. Everything's north, south, east, and west. I need to adapt to the city talk now, right? And so you told us last segment about your schooling and starting the salon. You're a mom and a wife. How many children do you have?
I have three kids. A six-year-old boy, a almost four-year-old girl, and then a newborn baby boy. He's 4 months.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, your world.
I know.
In the last
it's fun.
4 months.
It's really, yeah, it's wild.
Oh,
it's busy.
And having a baby amongst
yeah,
all of
yeah.
that. Wow.
Yeah.
And so being a mom, being a business entrepreneur, all of these things, it is, life is a balance, isn't it?
It
trying
is.
To keep everything going. And what gives you encouragement and strength each day?
You know, God. Mm-hmm. I would not be where I'm at in any form without the Lord being mm-hmm. very, very gracious to me. But, you know, like I was saying about women empowerment, a lot of women that encourage me and send messages of hope and praise and knowing that, you know, my colleagues and friends feel the way they feel about me, that's encouraging. I do rely a lot on acceptance from other women and mm-hmm. that kind of thing. So
I have this thing, I believe when we know who we are, whose we are, mm-hmm. and who we are, and our identity is hidden in God mm-hmm. and in our relationship with Him, we can be strong, not only for ourselves, but also for those around us.
Yes.
And I truly admire you for doing that. I know you've had behind the scenes, had some moments where you're like, oh,
yes.
you know,
oh,
where
yes.
you know, the battle is fierce, but you keep focus on the things that you've been focusing on, and I admire you for that.
Thank you for being that. See, and that's what keeps me going.
Yes, we help one another, and that's in community. So you have this business. You have this business. You're thriving. Things are going well, and all of a sudden, you hear, like all the rest of us, COVID is a real threat, and we gotta flatten the curve. So let's shut everything down. Tell me about that. When you heard that news, what was your first thoughts? And
well, you know, I was actually the timing was interesting for me because I was at home on maternity leave. So it's mm-hmm. not like I was going to work every day and doing my normal routine. So I thought, okay, well, I guess this is God's way of giving me a little extra maternity leave. This mm-hmm. is my last baby, so let's enjoy him.
Mm-hmm.
And so I kind of said, well, we could do a couple weeks. It can't go much further than that without,
right.
I mean, completely obliterating the economy. So our governor will be smart enough to reopen things within a few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's not what happened. So March 6th is when my son was born.
Mm-hmm.
And March 23rd, she shut things down. Well, I had still had a couple weeks of maternity leave anyway. So I thought, well, I'll just reschedule maybe that last week or whatever to the next week.
Mm-hmm.
And then that didn't happen, and then it still didn't happen, and I think it was about the six-week mark, I said, nope, mm-hmm. I can't do this anymore. Our family's not going to survive this,
right.
And it's not so much that tomorrow we're going to go bankrupt. Mm-hmm. It's that tomorrow she might say, oh, another month, or
right.
you know, the next week she might say, oh, another month, and at what point do we say enough's enough? How much damage do we let her do before we say, well, now we can't go back. Well, now there's no going back. You've destroyed us, and so
right.
We should have stood up. I don't ever want to say in my life I should have.
Exactly. Well, in those businesses in the food industry up in Multnomah County and Clackamas County, mm-hmm. in a sense, you know, there was hope that they were going to open up, right?
Yes.
Phase one, remember that?
Yep.
And they bought all this food and all this stuff. And she's like, oh, just kidding.
Yep.
We're going to stay closed.
Yeah.
And just that ripple effect of,
yeah.
oh my gosh. And suddenly they have all this food and all yep. this expense.
And that doesn't even count the food they had prior to when she closed them down. All that food went bad.
So it's a second round in
yeah.
a sense.
I mean, we are... We're looking at very dire straits for businesses, thanks to the governor.
So you decided that, okay, I'm going to make a plan. As a businesswoman, mm-hmm. We've got to have a plan in place to do this, regardless if she reopens or not. And
right.
so you moved ahead. Talk to me a little bit about that.
Well, that plan is funny because that plan was not very well planned out. It just kind of was impulsive.
Mm-hmm.
I went to the Open Oregon rally,
mm-hmm.
and I was very inspired by the people I saw there. And I thought, these are my people. These are small business owners. These
right.
are people that they're all going to be in my position if mm-hmm. we don't do something. And I said, all right, I'm gonna work. Mm-hmm. And I really didn't plan for it to be as public as it did, but I posted in a Facebook group that was public, and I don't check the settings on Facebook. I just posted, hey, I'm gonna open my salon. You guys, will you support me? And and it got shared and it got shared and it got shared. And at the end of the day, I had messages in my inbox from the news. And I was like, oh, well, I guess this is public. And I didn't realize this was such a big deal. But I'm very thankful that it went public. Because it went public, the GoFundMe was started and mm-hmm. funds were donated. And that's what I'm going to use to fight the government on this, mm-hmm. to play offense now, to stand up and say, not only did you do these things to me, but they weren't right. And I'm going to come after you for doing them to me, because you should not be allowed to do that to people. And so it went public, and that was the plan. There was really no plan.
It reminds me, there's a scripture that says we make our plans, but ultimately God has his kind of thing, you know, but we just have to be willing to be made willing and be that conduit and to be utilized. We're going to go into a break here shortly, mm-hmm. but when we come back, let's get into the nuts and bolts of that. Okay. We'll talk a little more about what you did and what you continue to do and where you're going from here. Okay. That sounds good. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Want to remind you to pick up the best of the Willamette Valley, your little guidebook of all the best in the area. You voted on the best for businesses, including food and services and all of those things. Make sure you get your copy and get one here at the studio or at any of the businesses listed. You can also go to thebestofwillamettevalley.com and find out more there. I'm encouraged. I hope you are too. Thank you for tuning in today. We're going to continue the conversation with Lindsay Graham, owner of the Glamour Salon right here in Salem. Find out what she's doing now and how you can be supportive and encouraging to her on this very day. We'll be back after this.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a good morning. Wake up to a brand new day.
Good morning to you. Hello, I'm Stacey Ann, Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use on this Tuesday. I don't know if you've had a chance to go down to the Capitol at all this week, but there's a special gathering happening right down on the lawn, not on the Capitol steps, but by the fountain area. There's a special tent. It's David's Tent. It's 24/7 worship and prayer going on through, I believe, the 18th. And it's a wonderful time for refreshment and reset. If you've ever been in that kind of situation, it's a little different than typical church. It's just soaking. It's a soaking in the presence of worship. Prayer. And when we drove by, we didn't get a chance to stop last night, but when we drove by, there was quite a crowd there. And again, it's all night and all day, and it might be something that you could stop by and be encouraged by. I know I'm thinking perhaps we'll see how it works technology wise, but I'm thinking maybe Friday morning, we could have our show live from David's Tent. What do you think of that? I think that would be a great idea. In the studio with me today, we are talking about the Glamour Salon and Lindsay Graham and kind of her experience walking through COVID-19 and how her decision to go back to work, provide for her family and her children, and open up her business before the governor opened it up. It was kind of a courageous thing to do, Lindsay, to open up, but you had to, right? You had to get things going again.
I had to, yeah. Mm-hmm. I have never said, oh, my children are starving and, you know, we're going to, you know, be homeless. But I had to stand up because the more that we obey her, the longer she feeds off that power. I can mm-hmm. just tell. Mm-hmm. I can just tell by her actions every week. And I thought, if we don't do something now, it could be months and months. And by that time, it would be too late. By that time, yes, we'd be filing bankruptcy and selling our belongings and going out of business. And so, you know, we did it. I did it pretty impulsively, but I have no regrets about opening. I was open 3 weeks before she allowed us to open. And so that was almost a whole month of income that my family had that she wouldn't allow.
Right. And so when you opened, or the word got out you were opening and you were preparing, you're calling your independent contractors back and mm-hmm. finding out who was in, you mm-hmm. know, and going to be a part of this, you had a little visit come through. Talk to me a little bit about what happened. They actually came through to your studio or salon to say, no, you shouldn't open, and if you do, you're going to get in trouble,
oh,
right?
Oh, Lord, yes. Five different agencies. So on May 2nd, I announced that I was opening. On May 5th was when I was supposed to open. On May 4th, the day before, mm-hmm. I was in there cleaning, getting everything ready. And OSHA stopped by and essentially threatened me with a citation if I open. And if I remained open after that citation, they would issue me the maximum penalty, which is, it's called a red tag citation. It means this facility is deemed so dangerous, it can't be open. And that comes with a $70,000 citation.
Whoa.
So that was before I even opened my doors. I opened anyway. Don't ask me why. And didn't see OSHA for a good 4 or 5 days. They opened an official investigation, which didn't involve them coming into the facility. It involved me answering questions regarding my operations with my attorney, which I cooperated with.
Mm-hmm.
So we opened May 5th. May 7th, I received a threat from the city of Salem that I was violating my lease contract. So essentially, it was sort of a, you know, you could be evicted because you're violating your lease. May 9th, Child Protective Services showed up at my house. Completely bogus claim, completely bogus, you know, protocol that they followed to get there. That's part of our lawsuit. And shortly after that, I received a threat from Oregon Health Authority that my facility license would be revoked. So they were going to put me completely out of business.
Mm.
I received a threat from the Oregon Health Licensing Office that my license as a stylist could be revoked. And again, at every turn, I was threatened with also Class C misdemeanor and fines ranging from $5,000 to $50,000. So you can see how they took every measure possible mm-hmm. to try to intimidate me into closing. I mean, everything you could have threatened me with, the worst possible things. You're going to take away my children. They're targeting me as a mother. Mm-hmm. You're going to take away my license as a stylist. That's my entire livelihood. You're going to take away my salon, my facility license, so I can't even do business. You're going to kick me out if I don't. I mean, what else could you threaten me with?
Mm.
Jail time, fines. They came at me at every angle.
The investigation with your children,
mm-hmm.
that actually brought them into your home.
Yes.
So not only was it your business, now it's your personal
yes.
as well.
Yes.
Talk to me a little bit about that. Can you talk to me about
yes.
what happened there?
Yeah. So I've never had, of course, a CPS investigation ever. I had no idea what my rights were or were not. So when I found out he had come to my home, I actually invited him back and said, oh, yeah, please come check out my house. I would love to show you how not in danger my children are.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't go that way at all. He did a very, very thorough investigation as if there were legitimate claims. He interviewed my 6-year-old son in his room, door closed, without me present.
Mm.
That, I found out, is incredibly illegal. And he walked through our house. He opened, you know, he had me lift up toilet seats, it opened my fridge. It was
intrusive.
Very violating.
Yes.
Very violating.
Mm-hmm.
For no reason. That's the problem,
mm-hmm.
is that this is all falsified information. It's another tactic to bully and intimidate me based on a business decision. And Kate Brown took it very personal. They even so much as laid down the paperwork listing out my rights. And on that paperwork were all the things that could happen if my children are removed from my home.
Mm.
Like, talk about the fear of God into a mom. Like, I actually had visions of, you know, what you see in the movies, someone taking my baby out of my arms. Devastating.
And by the way, in Oregon has just been flagged. Oregon, the state of Oregon, has mm-hmm. just been flagged for a high rate of taking children from parents in this state.
That's what I've been told.
Yes, that just came out within the last couple of days. Now, having been a foster mom on the other side of that, where there really truly is things going on in families' lives that protecting of children, it makes me a little riled up that they're using this department to punish people who aren't following along when there are actually cases out there. And those resources need to be saved for actual cases. Now, here's the thing with my social work background. When a call is put in, they don't know if it's legit, you know, they don't oftentimes know where it's coming from or the anonymous source or whatever, so they have to treat each case. But it sounds like, beyond what I know as in social work and stuff, what they did, definitely you were a target. So your business, your OSHA, and when they came in, was there just one individual? Was there more than one that came in to your
the
studio?
OSHA visit, the first one before I opened, was just one person, but it was the head guy. So they
the number
the top
one
dog.
Guy. Yeah. Okay. And so you think about all of those investigations and insults, in a sense, or personal liberty. Your personal liberty was violated. Yeah. All of these. I'm thinking Constitution. Mm-hmm. Now, according to the Constitution, from my understanding, is whenever a government takes away your ability to make an income, or like you have property and they're going to build a road through it. Mm-hmm. Eminent domain, I think is what it's called. When the government has a responsibility to pay you for shutting you down,
right?
To pay, to take care of, for, you know, keeping your ability to earn an income. Mm-hmm. And so when you think about these things, not only did she take, and I will say Kate Brown, she made the decision, took your livelihood, the government took your livelihood away. She tried to intimidate you from doing what you need to do to provide for your family.
Right.
And so you opened up. Once you opened up, what continued after you opened it beyond these things that you've described?
So at the end of the OSHA investigation, they did issue me a citation. It was $14,000.
Whoa.
It's based on the concept that I'm endangering my employees at the salon, right?
Oh.
By being open during a pandemic. However, I don't have employees at the salon. I did not have employees at that time. My stylists are independent contractors. Mm-hmm. And we reiterated that to them over and over. We provided documentation. Even the independent contractors, you know, answered questions with OSHA. So the citation itself is completely illegal. They pretty much had no jurisdiction to come into my business and even conduct this investigation. So now I have to go to court with a special attorney just to fight that citation. Mm-hmm. We're waiting that court date. So all these things took place during the 3 weeks that I was open that Kate Brown didn't allow me to be open. Mm-hmm. After we were allowed to be open, I've pretty much been left alone. Mm-hmm. But the battle isn't over because Kate Brown continues to dictate how I can run my business and what I have to do to force masks on my clients and basically act as a government agent for her for free.
Right.
And also lose business doing so. Because the minute you start telling people what they can and can't do with their body in your business, if they don't want to do that, they're going to leave. And so you're pushing business away. So not only has she closed our businesses and taken away our income, then she set up these parameters when you open that cost money. Well, you need to do these now things to be safe, to be open. So go buy all this equipment, buy all these supplies, buy gloves, buy disposable capes, have more hand sanitizer. Now you'd like us to spend more money just to be open. And now that we're open, you want us to tell our customers and our clients what you want them to do and act as your agent for free and risk losing business to do so. Mm. It's like she's trying to put us out of business, all small businesses. I don't understand what the point of that would be, but.
Well, I have a theory.
Okay. I would love to hear your theory. Yes.
The independent business person, woman, man, whoever, they put their risks, their lives on the line and their funding, right? And their whole livelihood is on that. They're the ones that are more the free thinkers. They're the ones that are going to probably support Republican candidates. Mm-hmm. And if their business is shut down or hampered, there's no extra funds to do so. See, I think there's a bigger picture in all of this.
I think you're onto something there.
We're going to talk a little bit more about that when we get back. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, continuing the conversation with beautiful Lindsey Graham, Slammer Salon. We'll be back after this.
Loose. Oh, it ain't about how you move, but what moves you.
Good morning to you. Thank you for tuning in on this wonderful Tuesday. Again, happy birthday to Terry. He's 50 today. Woohoo! Yes, I'm hoping maybe that he's not a party person. He just doesn't. It's his 50th, though, and he's like, no, the best gift would be don't throw a party or anything. But I hope people just share like crazy on Facebook. That's and right. Just inundate him with messages of happy birthday. And maybe we'll end up going somewhere tonight. Maybe he'll let me take him to dinner or something. We'll see. But I am so thankful that you're in the studio, Lindsay, with me. We're having a grand time talking about life and liberty and our livelihoods. And you have shared a pretty compelling story about being courageous and being brave in a season where everybody, I look at people and they're wearing their mask, and now there's a new mask mandate that outdoors we have to wear masks and all this stuff. And it's like there's so many people. It's like, let's just go along to get along. Let's not ruffle anything. You know, like, come on, it's going to be. But there is no, even on this mask thing, there's no end date. There's no goal to say, okay, when our numbers are below, 50 a day or whatever, we can go back to living again and take the mask off or whatever. Yesterday on the air, we had a gentleman who's a PhD in chemistry, and he is in biochemical warfare for the Air Force, retired lieutenant colonel. And he went into specifics like, look, this is a kind of a joke, the whole mask thing, and right. that it's not effective, and it's more fear mongering, mm-hmm. and really it makes people feel better, but it's not doing anything.
Right.
And so when you decided to open up your studio, you really we're like, I can't be in the balance anymore. We got to take action, mm-hmm. and we got to do something. And you did something, and you brought so much inspiration to so many people. I think for years you'll be hearing stories about how you inspired them to take courage in their own lives to do things that they didn't think they could, and they did because you could. And it always, that's the leader. The leader takes that first step and moves forward, and then the second person is also a leader because they decide to follow, mm-hmm. and do the same. So you talked about last segment about how many things have happened and kind of threats and bullying is, mm-hmm. what I keep, yes. thinking the word bully keeps bullying, trying to influence you and make you in a sense a scapegoat, and let's use this gal because then if we really come after her, then no one else will go on out of line.
And I believe that's true.
And yet you still opened up. You've been able to have your independent contractors work alongside of you, and you've been able to provide. And thank you, by the way, because there's so many of us that need our hair cut, and you're helping get our hair color, all that. Yeah. There is something self-esteem-wise, the humanity part of this. And so you are really making a difference. Now, you've taken it a step further. There's a GoFundMe account.
Yeah.
You decided people were very generous. They wanted to show support, do what they can do to help you. Of course, the attorney fees, he's not doing this pro bono.
No.
And bless his heart for stepping up alongside of you and help represent you at such a time as this. That's
yes,
pretty
absolutely.
Dang cool.
He was here. He was with me before I even opened.
Good.
He saw the cause. He saw what could come of it and said, whatever happens, I got to support this, mm-hmm. this woman. And I'm so thankful for him. So
yes.
he didn't jump on board after he saw dollar signs and said, ooh, let's sue the state. He was with me at the first press conference, and he knew, what I was going to do. So he said, I want to be a part of this.
So you and him stood side by side many of the press conferences, and mm-hmm. I was there, mm-hmm. watching a lot of this right on the curbside. Even got some little video footage of my own.
We got a picture
roving
together.
Roving yes. reporter, or whatever. and then from there, you're like, where do we go from here? How did the idea of going federal with this tell our listeners what you're doing now?
Okay, so what we're doing now is I took the GoFundMe money, mm-hmm. which originally was created by someone to pay the $70,000 citation, because we were positive that was going to happen.
Right.
So around that amount was donated. I opened a nonprofit called Glamour Institute for Freedom, and I opened it with the help of my attorney. And the goal for that nonprofit is to keep it alive, keep donations coming in, mm-hmm. and that there will be enough money in there, retroactively to help other businesses fight the government if they need to, the way that I need to. And so right now, my nonprofit is fighting my battle for me. Mm-hmm. It's paying all the legal fees for going after the state and Kate Brown personally mm-hmm. for what she did mm-hmm. to me and what she continues to do to the other small businesses in our state. So we are suing her, we're suing the state, and we're suing all the organizations that she used to bully me. Mm-hmm. That includes the Health Licensing Office, the Oregon Health Authority, and Child Protective Services. They're all involved in the lawsuit. And we're suing them for violation of my First Amendment rights, continuing to violate the rights, and then also the legal term is not with me, but essentially for harassing me mm-hmm. For doing so.
Right.
Retaliation. For exercising my First Amendment rights. And my First Amendment right is my right to protest mm-hmm. her lockdown. Mm-hmm. I opened my business in protest. Right. I said, I'm not going to lock down. I don't agree. And so she took away that right and then retaliated against me for doing so. So we are suing
The beautiful part of this, here's the thing that maybe our listeners may or may not know, and what I understand is that by doing so, you have the process of discovery. Mm-hmm. You can interview people.
Yes.
You can do findings, and we can find out how did that order come mm-hmm. to come into your home. We
yes.
can do these things like how did this exact who actually made that call?
Right.
You know, you can, and it's a beautiful thing. And what our listeners need to understand is her courage to step forward federally above the Oregon is huge. Because this is going to affect not just her in Salem, Oregon, and her business. It is setting a precedent for businesses around the country.
Yes, absolutely.
And we are going to see how constitutional these activities are. And she doesn't have it because it's federal. It takes it out of her influence in a sense, where she has appointed 4 of the 7 Supreme Court justices here to the court locally.
Correct.
This takes it at a higher level, and so it takes a lot of courage, Lindsay. Congratulations
Thank
for
you.
Doing so. How do people line up or bring help to you as far as the institute and maybe they want to help send some funds that way mm-hmm. for the battle? What do they need to do?
So there's a website for the nonprofit. It's glamourinstituteforfreedom.org.
Okay.
If you donate to that or write a check or whatever, it's tax deductible. Mm-hmm. So businesses can donate and use that as a tax deduction. If you just want to give a little or you want to do it virtually and it's easier, the GoFundMe page is still on my Facebook page, which is Lindsey Graham public page. And that would be fantastic. This is going to get very expensive. Like I said, I want to fight this battle for me and set precedents for everybody. And we have to.
Right.
But I do want to use those funds down the road to help other businesses too. I'm continually being asked how I can help people. And, you know, verbally and morally, I'm stepping forward, but I don't financially have the means yet. And there are other businesses that are going to be in way more dire straits that I want to be able to help.
Well, and the beautiful thing, it's just the start. You know, mm-hmm. you could do seminars and things and training and those could be shared. And mm-hmm. it's just the start. I see a great thing here. Congratulations.
So.
Stay encouraged. Okay. Thank you for being bold and courageous and a champion for liberty in our area. Mm-hmm. You're a wonderful friend. Thank you for joining me this morning.
You're welcome. Thank
Come
you.
Back again. We'll
yes.
do this again, okay?
I would love to, yeah.
Awesome. All right. Glamour Salon. Where is it located again?
On the corner of Liberty and Ferry, downtown Salem.
And to book an appointment?
GlamourSalem.com.
Very good. All right. Get her done, my friends. You have a fantastic day today. Remember, over, around, under, or through, no matter what you're facing today, you and I, we're overcomers. Have a great day.